Hello and welcome to the Mystery College Podcast. Today I'm with Gaurav once again, and today we'll be exploring meditation, mindfulness, and breathing exercises together. Welcome back to the show, Gaurav.
Thank you so much, Jake.
So today, what meditations do you have in mind for us to try out together?
Okay. So the meditation which I'm showing you, it's for everyone. How to do it? Just listen me carefully. We'll do it together. It's for everyone, for every age group. It's very easy to do. You don't need any certain space or place. Like it's, you can do it anywhere, anytime, irrespective of what you ate. There's no what you didn't. Your empty stomach. It's not like yoga, right? It's a meditation. So it's not like other exercise. So I will show you how to do it. And it's for everyone. You can try it, all viewers. You can try it by yourself. So how to do it? Let's start with okay. Simple. So I will show the steps. If you have doubt, you can comment us and we can clear the doubt, right? So the first step of this meditation is you have to sit normally as per your own comfort. Then you have to keep your hands on anything. Like I said, the crucial thing in this is predominantly, your spine should be straight. Your posture should be straight. Next thing, you have to close your eyes. That's how your posture should be. Now, the main thing, how to do this meditation. You have to close your eyes. When you close your eyes, you don't have to do anything. That's what we are doing. Which means, you have to close your eyes. Many thoughts will get into your mind. Let the thought come. Many thoughts will get out from your mind. Let the thought go. Do not try to stop your thought. Do not try to change your thought. Or do not try to modify your thought or correct your thought. Let the thought come in. Let the thought go. Don't think anything by yourself consciously. Now, with an example, I will show you. For example, your house is your mind. And I'm your thought. So if I get in, let me get in. Do not try to stop me. If I get out, let me get out from your house. Do not try to stop me. If I be a good with it, it's fine. Do not reply me. Do not get engaged with it. If I be a bad with you, say it. Do not get engaged with me. Do not try to reply me. Let me get out. If I get out, do not try to stop me. But you can watch me if you want. But do not dwell into your thoughts, into me, right? For example, that's what you have to do with your thought. Don't try to stop your thought. Change your thought or modify your thought. Let the thought come in. Let the thought go. Do not try to think anything by yourself consciously. But you can watch your thought on your, in your mind screen. But do not get engaged in that. Do not get dwell in that. Next and the most important thing is, mind will not get even a thought as well. That's fine. That's also fine. You have to do this, you have to keep your hands like this, to close your eyes, and you have to follow whatever I said now. You have to sit like this for 10 minutes a day, minimum 10 minutes. Set an alarm for 10 minutes to 11 minutes. Maximum, you can do it anytime. More than 10 minutes, not less than 10 minutes in one go. There's no limitation. Do it in morning, evening, or whatever, and do it anytime, anywhere. That's how you have to do this meditation. It's known as sitting meditation. So let's start. So let the thought come in. Close your eyes. Sit straight. Let the thought go. Do not try to stop your thought. Change your thought. Or modify your thought. Many thoughts will get into your mind. Many thoughts will get out from your mind. Let the thought come in. Let the thought go. Do not try to correct your thought. But you can watch your thought. Your time starts now. Do not concentrate on anything. And this is how you have to sit like this for minimum 10 minutes. Okay. So, Jake, you want to ask me anything?
I really enjoyed the guided meditation that you shared. It absolutely put me into a trance where I felt my mind emptying, my thoughts emptying, and I was able to just kind of focus in the present moment effectively. So thank you for that.
Now, the benefit of doing this, Jake, and all our viewers, if you do this meditation, what's the benefit of doing this meditation? It's good for the one who have depression, good for the one who have anxiety, good for the one who have bipolar disorder. It's good for the one who have stress, who have OCD, who have overthinking. It's also good for the one who have high and low blood pressure. This thought is like pushing your thought from your mind. So for example, if you do this meditation every day for minimum 10 to maximum, it's on you. For example, if you're getting 100 thoughts a day, if you start doing this meditation, you'll get like 70 to 80% for the first 3-4 days. Slowly, 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 it's like emptying your thought from your mind. That's how this thought will bring down your anxiety, your depression, your stress, your overthinking, and your OCD as well. It's good for sleep as well. If you have any kind of sleeping problem like insomnia or any other, it's good for sleeping as well. Try it and let me know in our comments how you feel it.
Yeah. And do you have any recommendations for folks who may feel like they're not good meditators, or maybe they don't feel like they're ready to start a daily meditation practice because they're concerned they can't empty their mind for it, like for 5 minutes or an hour?
So there's a meditation which we did now, and then there's some breathing exercise which is known as Bhastrika Pranayama. It's very simple. You have to keep your hands on your knee this way, or you can touch your fingertip with your thumb of your both hand. This is known as Dhyana Mudra. I suggest, sir. Same thing, you have to keep your spine straight, shoulder relaxed, eyes closed. How to do this? Very simple. You have to inhale deeply, you have to expand your chest and your abdomen for like as deep as possible, slow and deeply. And whenever I say exhale, you have to exhale from the nostril. And just like belly breathing. So you have to inhale deeply, slowly, expanding your belly and your chest or any one of them. Exhale with the same intensity. Now, the ratio should be same. For example, if you're inhaling for 2 seconds, the exhalation should also be for 2 seconds, not more than or less than that. How to do it? So for example, hands on your knee. Let's start together. Close your eyes. Shoulder straight. Spine straight, shoulder relaxed, eyes closed. Let's start. So inhale deeply from your both nostrils. Deep and slow in. Deep and slow exhale. Deep and slow inhale. Deep and slow exhale. Deep and slow inhale. Pound your belly. Exhale. From a nostril, exhale completely as slow as possible. Keep going, keep going. Deep in. Deep exhale. Continue. Like this, try to do this breathing exercise at least for minimum 5 minutes, maximum, it's on. Same, this breathing exercise is very good for anxiety, stress, depression, or just to calm your mind, just to bring down your blood pressure, just to bring down your anxiousness, just to be in yourself, just to go inside. Same, for anxiety, it's good for anxiety, depression, stress, for insomnia, or any kind of sleeping problem, it's good for to calm your mind as well. You try doing it every day in the morning or in the evening, but at least minimum 5, maximum it's on you.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you so much. That was a wonderful meditation exercise. And is there anywhere where I suppose people can contact you by email or your social media, which we'll have linked below in the comments or in the description of this podcast?
Sure. So I have an Instagram account, which is like Yoga Gaurav Bhalera 92. Or you can share my WhatsApp number, which is 918-454-033-616. That's my WhatsApp number. And message me over there.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for your time today, Gaurav. I look forward to seeing you again
Thank you
on
so
the
much.
next podcast. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jake. Have a great day.